Chapter 16. The Blessed Wolf. It was about this time that the newspapers were full of the daring escape from prison by a dangerous prisoner named Jim Hall. The newspapers were read in Sierra Vista with anxiety. The women were afraid. Judge Scott laughed at them, but they had reason to be afraid. In his last days as a judge, Judge Scott had sat in court and sent Jim Hall to prison. Hall had sworn that one day he would get his revenge on the judge. One night, while all the house slept, White Fang awoke and lay very quietly. He smelled the air and sensed the presence of a strange man. He heard his movements. The man walked softly, but White Fang walked more softly, and he followed silently. Then the man paused at the foot of the staircase and listened, and White Fang watched and waited without moving. That staircase was the way to his master and his dearest possessions. The man lifted his foot. He was beginning his ascent. It was then that White Fang struck. Without any warning, he sprang onto the man's back, holding onto his shoulders with his front paws and at the same time pushing his fangs into the back of the man's neck. They fell to the floor, but White Fang was on his feet again immediately. The man grabbed his revolver, and White Fang leaped clear. As the man struggled to rise, White Fang sprang at him again and slashed him with his fangs. The house woke up in alarm. They heard revolver shots. A man's voice screamed in horror and pain. There was a great snarling and growling and the smashing of furniture and glass. The whole struggle did not last more than 3 minutes. Weedon Scott turned on the light, and he and Judge Scott, revolvers in hand, cautiously descended the staircase. There was no need for this caution. White Fang had done his work. A man lay on the floor, partly on his side, his face hidden by an arm. Weedon Scott removed the arm and turned the man's face upwards. A gaping throat explained the manner of his death.
"Jim Hall," said Judge Scott, and father and son looked meaningfully at each other.
Then they turned to White Fang. He too was lying on his side. His eyes were closed, but he opened them slightly in an attempt to look at them and tried to wag his tail. Weedon Scott patted him, and White Fang growled, but it was a weak growl and soon ceased. His eyes closed, and his whole body lay motionless on the floor.
"He's finished, poor thing," said the master.
"We'll see about that,"
said the judge as he lifted the phone.
"Frankly, he has one chance in 1,000,
announced the doctor to the family after he had worked on White Fang for 1.5 hours.
"He has lost nearly all the blood in his body, and he has 3 bullet holes clear through him. One chance in 1,000 is really optimistic. He must be nursed as you would nurse a human being, a sick child. I'll be back later."
White Fang received the nursing he needed. The girls, Beth and Mary, looked after him day and night, and White Fang got his one chance in 1,000. Then the day came when the last bandage and the last plaster cast were taken off. It was a day of celebration. All Sierra Vista gathered round him. The master rubbed his ears, and White Fang growled in response. White Fang made several attempts to rise to his feet, but each time fell down from weakness. At last, he stood unsteadily on his 4 legs, swaying to and fro. Judge Scott looked at everyone around him and smiled triumphantly.
"He is a blessed wolf," his wife said.
"Yes, blessed wolf," agreed the judge. "And from now on, that is what I will call him."
"He'll have to learn to walk again," said the doctor, "so he might as well start right now. It won't hurt him. Take him outside."
And outside he went, like a king, with all Sierra Vista around him. They reached the stables. Collie lay in the doorway, 6 puppies playing about her in the sun. White Fang watched them in wonder.
Collie snarled warningly at him, and he was careful to keep his distance. Whedon Scott pushed one of the puppies towards White Fang with his foot. Collie watched him jealously and snarled at him. White Fang looked at the puppy curiously. Then their noses touched, and he felt the puppy's warm little tongue on his cheek. White Fang's tongue went out, he did not know why, and he licked the puppy's face. Hand clapping and pleased cries from the people standing around them greeted the performance. White Fang was surprised and looked at them, puzzled. Then, feeling weak again, he lay down, his head on one side as he watched the puppy. The other puppies came over to him, and he allowed them to climb all over him as he lay with half-shut eyes, and then fell asleep in the sun.